This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Mr. Wieners is the author of The Hotel Wentley Poems and The Aces of Pentacles, and I know of one play, at least, that was just produced in New York last week, which Mr. Wieners has written. I know you're all anxious to hear the reading, so rather than talk, let me present Mr. John Wieners.
Invitation au voyage. Two. Look how the rain fallen through the night leaves the woods hot, moist, and calm. How the bird skims across the grass, no car in sight, awaiting your return. That promised land of Beaudemont. Where humid winds blow against your ankles, dragon lilies on fences lie open to the sun. Baudelaire's song heard again, afternoon's vagabond. Your lips are liquid pools where I would drown. Your lips are history. Your eyes are history of the heart. Your hands, hot deserts on my back and brow. If to die would do it now, these words in my mouth, your kiss, the vow. My dear girl, I know no way to go on loving you, but this now. Our lives entwined as a huntsman's bow. Our lives entwined on a huntsman's bow. O archer, skill my hands. Shoot this arrow close to her bounds, that we be cleaved as wings on the air, engaged in voyage before the phantom stranger arrives and take her away in the form of death or love. I'll take one away with me somewhere. Hope your neighbors don't care. Way up here in the corner of nowhere, no song in the air. Only a carpet to lie on. Only dreams to rely on, only this bed, only a bed to die on. Light blinds my eye on the floor, locked out, my door shut against me, waiting for the maid to arrive in the morning, hearing the radiator click in the air, click inside. Ah, warm and safe. To be asleep, traveling all night by bus from Boston to Buffalo, humiliated, imposed on, stared at, called to, killed, misinformed. My mind's gone, only words remain to haunt the brain. Oppression, this is another poem. Oppression, war, breeds famine, plague, then destry stalks provincial order. No thanks to you lives on. Cracked skulls lead nowhere. Only rods tell how to tack our lives together. Structured in fractures of love, glistening again, crystalline. What has happened to me? Better than a closet, better than a locket, better than a lozenge at the market. Try and top it, lost it at the Ritz, which is gone. Better than a mosset at the Grosset's, better than a muscle in your pocket, better than a faucet in your locker, better than a cloche in a sachet, better than a hatchet in Massachusetts. Better than an aspirin, acid does it, better not ask it what has happened to me. Better not crack it, better not back it, better not pack it, better put it back in, hack and sack it, oh pomegranate, oh Pawtucket, oh Winsocky, oh Comagansett. Say, brother, can you spare a dime in Poughkeepsie? Who took it? He took it out of circulation. See, Tallahassee knows the way to go home, brother. Show us the way back home and better not lock it up again. This is for Amy. He will take me far beyond the sea, above the ravaged landscape of the past, beyond the mountain, into the mist. Lost, he will this day lead me into heaven by the hand. Not the cock, take my shawl and coat and leave upon the rock, anticipate the move of stars, planets, galaxies, orbits. Lead by the moon, I know no other way. Lead by the moon, no other way, maybe would be better. Okay, Billy. He was like a god. Stepped out of a dream along the boardwalk. He looked at my girl, the dream herself. And that was the end of them. They disappeared to the sea at Revere Beach. I ain't seen them since. If you see anyone answering this description, let me know. I need them both to carry the weight of my dream. The gods are gone. Their flesh is what lives on in my heart, like a tomb, a wound, a bomb. Okay. Let's go way back to 1957, read something out of a new newspaper. The editor was in prison the day after it was published. This poem's from the summer of 57. Was anybody in Boston in 57? See if I can do these. They're off the called Clarification and Wonders, written after being up for about 3 days. Called Spots in My Eye When Night Turned Up a Scream. Jabbers, our ears had enough, then bind it, let the fingers tremble. Wisdom like where when it was open nightmare. Alan hit one in the back room. We come on paradise through hell. Don't put the saints down if they blow on wax. Shoot a gun in the few veins left. They know what a scene is, i.e. landscape and who's in it. So I can, too, take love and not sicken. The planet noise, Leslie moves in nux, mother of the whirling magnitude, no one put their finger to this love. This part two, this at month July, what bugs Boston but creeps, and dead faces line the boulevard. We break board when them household gods go, so dust and a roach on my sheet wakes me. Will I get its tail flagging, man? Begin to know that your bedroom crawls thunder. Fierce junky morning hits without Wellington to herald it on his horn, with his horn, when one turns on all horns joy in nightmare time. Creeps expose their full teeth, turn yellow from coated tongues. They run off at the mouth. Woman, you an unselective bitch, dropping your load so most drop dead, and a living man who is rare, who is scarce, is to be heard. Back alleys, rooftops, junky kitchens, hotel roach rooms, rowley barn, a black mountain, despite spooks off a roof in this gray spread AM. East sky, streaked and hung. A bird and battered pigeon land on the gravel. The Cambridge Tower reads 5:20. Second night watch, and three strange angels making at night the Nut House Pavilion looks crowded. They get breakfast in Charles Street Jail, the wash of white arms. Life lays out, nothing at hand, but lux ahead. Turn up the sky and towers, hold the flag you swore when words came down like a holy ghost. I was 16 on top of my head. Make for man what is made over you each long dawn. The sun breaks so red, no one said that. We have eyes for birth, man, and man creeps quiet to the rising scene. Afternoon after night watch. Well, that's another poem. Afternoon after night watch. Okay. That's one of them. I worked all summer on these. They sort of show a fracture. Maybe that's enough on that kind of stuff. You can see it in this newspaper, which I think is still available at the bookshop. This is not complete enough from Ashiel Gorky. This line, how my mother's embroidered apron unfolds in my life. Unfolds. This is from earlier than the last one I read, after Black Mountain. As I put out my cigarette tonight in bed, I thought of my mother, how she would lie in the dark, her bed, and as a boy I would open the open and see the red spot in her hands. I thought of my mother tonight when I put out my cigarette in the dark bed, stomping it out, and her in, how I would open the door at night and see the red thing in her hands. And now a man, I have the red thing, and it is the last thing I do. The last thought that the house is clean, was her thought mine, tonight in her home, red thought, the two of us, in the dark, thoughts of the day, the clock right, window open, how many lunches made, my life so apart, and yet in her hands. How I lie in her hand, and her head turns its circle over the day in my head. Tonight, after midnight, my mother and the gesture I make with my last cigarette, her gesture, how I would help her upstairs when she got drunk on holidays. In terror, help her. And always she'd ask for the last cigarette and fall asleep with it, and I would handle the details. Two pillows, window open, and the door a crack, so we could hear her if she fell out of bed. And she did, and another cigarette with her gray hair knotted on the pillow when I lit it. This is called Unutterable for Anne. Stamp out a flame, silk in the afternoon, that sends you off to China. You shall pay for that disgrace to the nation, which nonetheless extends itself to spectral infinitude? How dare she bind us to strings, spokes of wax, obscure name somewhere in the ledges of strata, cliffs white somehow here in memory. Software to end on, I'll do a song then called Ina O'Shea. Ina O'Shea used a shillelagh. She worshipped the stars in the heart of Texas. The moon above, the one I love, boop boop bidoo, deep in the heart of Texas. Lady, be good now. Redeem the other horror, our sounds in the glass of ocean. Wiggle it around, will ya, deep in the heart of traces. Down around the border, the men seem lonesome, locked in their cells of service. Leave them out, will ya, cries Ina O'Shea, deep in the heart of conscience. Water and wood, be good if you could, beguile if you can, without it your plan. Any old man in the mood will do, cries Ina O'Hu in her lonely room, blue by the window of Glendly. Help yourself to another bowl, cries the lonely howl of wolves in Texas. We keep the light deep in the night of lonely bosoms, stupid in the oil of her heart's harvest. Autumnal Ina O'Shea, creak in the springs of stone, song, let me in the world. This is called Where Did Our Love Go? Do you mind standing in the back? Mind just sit in the aisles. To Harvey Brown. My heart leaps up when I hear your footstep in the hall. Then it's not you. What will I do? You're married, too, and rich besides, a millionaire. What will I do? Scramble on with love in my heart, because you're freaked too. That's why I love you the way I do, the way I love them all, Charles and Hunky, Wally and Dana. Names go on as words in the heart, wounds that will not do to go on remembering and die without their arms around you. My name upon their lips. I see your teeth white in the night, as I write this, and it will not be enough. It never is. Go on writing and try to find some way out of the labyrinth. Wait for your car to drive up in the middle of the night or dawn. Any time, just as long as you do, will be enough. Is this your tires crunching in the snow, your foot on the stair coming down the hall? No, just another drunken visitor for the boy next door. Alan and Dan, Tom and George Malone. This is Chaputier and Country, and the wine is at Cavell. Vent, vent, we'll say, is so clear in the afternoon light. What difference does it make if my heart is broken and turns red in the afternoon? Is the same with her in New York, our unborn child in her belly she plans to kill sometime soon in Puerto Rico. Does not matter if his blood runs red in the afternoon. This wine is pink and consoles me. And I didn't do that once. This is a little too metrical for I'll do something from the Wendy, if you like. Poem for the Old Man, which Mr. Logan said someone might. Maybe a poem for vipers would help some. I sit in these at 11:40 p.m. with Jimmy, the pusher. He teaches me juju. Pot on the table before us, shrimp fouillon, rice and mushroom chowyuk. Up the street under the wheels of a strange car is his stash, the ritual. We make it and have made it for months now, together after midnight. Soon, I know the fuzz will interrupt, will arrest Jimmy, and I shall be placed on probation. The poem does not lie to us. We lie under its law, alive in the glamour of this hour, able to enter into the sacred places of his dark people who carry secrets glassed in their eyes and hide words under the coats of their tongue. What else I've got in here. Oh yeah. Before the storm, the air is heavy with insects. No, that's not that. Sunset, Lieder eines verenden Gesellen, Kumala. Already my spirit soars into the west, smoke rising from a cigarette. Already night, birds begin to fall, quiet against the trees. Where are you, my gone? At the hour of your death, and you did die, as surely as a bud falls from its stem, you were scraped from the womb of your mother, who laughs now and dances in the canyons of New York City. An ant came and deposited the body of its dead brother on my pillow. And the very words and voices of my Aunt Ella whispered, hurt yourself across the fields, hurt yourself in the wind at 3 o'clock on July 5th. Two. May 15th, 16 days. May 31, 30 days. As September and June makes 46 plus 5 in July, 51 days old, the life of a sparrow, Edith Piaf. I would have named you Peter, and that day a boy came to make love to me, and his name was Peter. An organism, Charles calls the universe. How else can we explain things that happen to us, living and breathing? Yet does it know, when one fraction is lost, that this blood boils in my head, without wine, and your name is death to me now, vindictive woman, Magya, east of the Urals, your father came to wreak havoc on Europe. Ugrian people speaking no language, having no poems in their blood, only archery, lechery, luxury. Now this is to the guru of Times Square, called Where Did Our Love Go? No other god than this, the man who places on your mouth a kiss. Keep no mystery but his who whispers memory and won't let you be any man. But his, open your heart to him, hold converse there, exchange blood, and be brothers for time, for all time. I hate that word, time, now. Though he leads you to the desert, or over hills where famine flowers, like the locust, he devours all he loves most, saving none for tomorrow. Or dawn comes with empty hands, He knows no way to feed himself, feeding off others. He has lovers who find him, help him. You be one, and dedicate your life to the misery and upkeep of this cheap, miserable cheapskate you love so much. No one else seems to bridge the gap with their common habits and rude manners. His never were. A perfect gentleman with charming ways that leave no trace but linger through the room after he has gone. So I would follow anywhere through desert or mountains, famine or blizzard, it's all the same if he's by my side. The guide and wizard I would worship and obey, my guardian teacher who knows how to stay alive on practically nothing in the city until help comes usually from a stranger or youth who knows no better. Such I am, or was when I met you, but all that I better forget now before I fall into the pit of the past with no escape, and you knock at the door and turn me on, and off I go with you into the night, not caring where or when I get back, without having even a cent in my pocket. But if you once put his hand on my shoulders, as David Rattray did last night, that would be enough on the seventh night of the seventh moon, when the weaving lady meets the herd boy in heaven and wanders lost in his arms until dawn comes no more. Let's do it for Marlene Dietrich's poem. This is horrible. I don't think I would do that one. The Mermaid Song. If thou and me the full flush of love see, know it comes from the rose that does not die, but lives in the corner of that sure sky, a coarser blossom than eternity, since it too perishes and fades from earth, and falls into that kingdom without joy, where all winged things cruel time destroys. If it be said I loved with all my worth, and with thee gone I hold thee closer still, then let my cheek press up against thy hand, and go on loving thee, sweet, until my name and thine are erased from sand. For that substance, contrary to belief, is as eternal as an ocean's reef. Well, there's another one called Let the Heart's Pain Slack Off. To that secret place we go to in time, without rhymes, safety to assure us. All gift is some perfect that perfect joy, some sign, smoke rising from parapets of glass. No book I turn to, but I hear an inner voice so dear say, pass over the commands today, forget what is allowed and what is not, what youth has got, the bizarre symptoms of yesterday, the past equal to now. No words here fit for print, no worlds either disclose themselves, just debris, solid enough to erect a wall against all mentioned above, open only like doors to love for Marion. And this is a poem for Sylvia Plath. It's hers. Well, I'll just do the last third of it, called Address to the Woman. Tell her that may not rise again, she sings still in our breath. Tell her that may not breathe again, she moves yet beneath the moon. Tell her that may not wave again, her hands are dawns within our eyes. And tell her that may not speak again, her words are warnings in the wood. That's 30 minutes of continuous poetry. That should redeem your life and mine for a cigarette, if you like, and then we can do some more. Or we can go home. But I'd like to read some more, if you want to stay. The girl hustles her islands of pure flesh. This is for Jitsi. There's no way to redeem your loss but words, where ecstasy awaits at the fringe of our lips. There in the night she sells her body to old China for dreams all men carry in their loins. Offend not the ancestral gods by this sale of love, or tasting unknown secret pleasures. Always been ardu to inhabit at the river bank the depth of ocean in midstream. This is called Confession. It is Friday night. A lone bird hollers in the sky. And there's desire here in my heart to go to town and mingle with crowds, sailors in white suits, barflies and b-girls at the lower end of Washington Street. I remember Wednesday afternoon when we walked in the sun and heard the girls sing Stormy Weather. Mere description, but spirit of the night teach us to bear despair as the dark spreads out its blot against the sky. Our day becomes night. Lassitude and apathy increase until at last there's left only the moon in the devil's eye, and key his crotch to divinity. Divulge the secret whereby we may become stars and glow in the night with the brightness of our own. In his left hand, he holds a cone of flame in a saucer. In his right, a torch. Two devils pay him homage at the foot of his pedestal. One touches a gold hoof, bare breasts, the breasts of a woman, bat wings, but more like the wings of a griffin. Goat's face, with beard and cow ears. He's Lucifer, supreme evil. And to him I implore the light to transmit the flame he holds and lighten my days, not with drugs, but a divine halo to show his eyes. And if to die is to move from the ugliness of this world, then let it be. Should I welcome spring, turn summer down, and fall from my hands, the serpent's blue unwinding agate eyes, and spice bushes now in flower, tree leaves undo the lament. in descent to cement. But if this cannot be, then let it die with the singing of one brown bird at twilight. Cook the hand, crawl over, cover us with leaves. That's two really different poems. The devil poem ends with a divine hail to show his eyes, which he never cannot will. And then the third, the last one, if to die, is kind of just, you know, observation on the passing autumn. Cocaine. For I've seen love, and his face is choice heart of hearts, a flesh of pure fire, fusing from the center, where all motion are one. And I have known despair, that the face has ceased to stare at me with the rose of the world, but lies furled in an artificial paradise it is hell to get into. If I knew you were there, I would fall upon my knees and plead to God to deliver you in my arms once again. But it is senseless to try. One can only take means to reduce misery. Confuse the sensation so that this face, what aches in the heart and makes each new start less close to the source of desire, fade from the flesh that fires the night with dreams and unutterable longing. Moon poems. The night has come on like a woman sleeping, like a house full of women taking sleeping pills. Their cheeks are puffy and blown up like the face of the full moon. In their ears ring hymns of the holy night and music, sound of the lotus unwrapping. We have come through the desert to this cool place where lotus grow, and we eat their leaves in our opium pipes. Organs of our body unroll in the church, sounds so holy and laden with music that our cheeks are swollen and blown up by the sound of the poppy crashing against clouds in the sky, and our eyes pinned with the dilemma of dying, and our voices low in the kitchen of the moon cooking fires. The second poem that comes right after this, The Serpent's Hiss. Cold comes creeping in the window and in the sky. Searchlights sweep countryside. Oh, frozen loneliness that will not thaw, now let me sleep. I count the minutes until dawn. Suppress the stars that wheel in the deep ocean of space, where we will at length will lie, until our dust mingles with the fathomless abyss of time. All air is ours to fly amid rose petals of some forgotten hand that flowers in the night like moon. Let's say the music loses itself in a labyrinth of deception. And description is a deceit, an easy trap to fall into. Look how shadows fall across the page. And the hand is on the wall. And the picture of misting yet beneath it. In feathers, an Indian headdress, as a priest at his brazier, or a hero returned from the wars. Look, the candle leaps up, straight as a column, a pillar of marble, to herald his homecoming. And the hand trembles at the next word to put. put down. The lady plucks a lute above my head and dreams of millions in Tangier. It's enough, a small song in the willows, without words, amid the shadows of night, broken birch by the river, where irises are, rows of light across the meadow. Stars shine, as stars shine, and break on dawn. Dread night is gone. You see suspended in a bar against the blackness, the mighty Lord who makes his way, love in his eyes, as a bride might say, to put away all fear. This is a memory of an artist. I walk under the distant stars, as I did when a child with my brother, as I did with Wallace on Grant Street in those long, cool San Francisco nights that seemed to have no edges, only avenues of columns and cypresses without walls. Look up and see spaces between stars and think of mists and miles across them, what we would traverse to be together. It brings me home to Churchill Street. Coming back from the store, eyes up at the dense clusters that sputter in the night. And I think again of the question that dwells in the mind of man about the plan behind his place in the universe, and the universe its place in man. And I am left as at 8 years old with the wonder of what makes it all, the infinity between each light and the eternity of one. And I am dumb with the question. Now, I've got a little thing I did the other night called Perfect. People who live most store memories away. It's hard to get at them, let them. People who live in books return. Junkies help us because they dream and have no visions. Like seeresses relate, they only take the ruin of civilization as their home. Scholars and poets instructed in words, woods, and birds deed us the past, present. I'll do one more if I may. It's 4:45, and it's called From God Love You, Dana My Lover, Lost in the Poor on this Friday night. 500 men moving up and down from the bar room to the bar. Remove this desire from the man I love, who has opened the savagery of the sea to me. See to it that his wants are filled on California Street. Bestow on him largesse that allows him peace in his loins. Leave him not to the maws. Make him out a lion, so that all who see him hero worship his thick chest as I did, moving my mouth over his back, bringing our hearts to heights I never hike over anymore. Let blonde hair burn on the back of his neck. Let no ache screw his face up in pain. His soul is so hooked, not heroin, rather fix these 100 men as his lovers and lift him with the enormous bale of their desire. Thank you very much. for coming to here this afternoon.